Welcome to episode 295 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com, and make sure you rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. Today we continue our celebration of the 300th episode of the Daily Brainwave by linking up Chief Seattle to the Mrs. America pageant. Chief Seattle, if you remember back from episode 51 of the Daily Brainwave, is famous worldwide not just for the city named after him in Washington State, but for a speech that is often attributed to him that included passionate environmental messages. Of course, as we exposed in episode 51, while Chief Seattle was indeed a great man, the speech attributed to him is baloney. It just didn't happen. Today, Chief Seattle is buried near Bainbridge Island, Washington, which is on the Puget Sound, a body of water that stretches south beyond Seattle to the city of Tacoma. The Puget Sound is home to a number of other little historical footnotes, including the Tacoma Narrows Bridge, better known as Galloping Gertie. Opened in 1940, this suspension bridge had issues with resonance. Wind whipped down the Tacoma Narrows and slammed into the construct at just the right frequency that the whole bridge twisted and whipped up and down. It famously broke apart, on film even, which is a fascinating little thing to watch. Lucky for the state of Washington, the Tacoma Narrows Bridge had been insured out the wazoo, and the state recouped upwards of 80% of the original cost when the bridge collapsed, which they could then use to start again with a new, more intelligently designed bridge. One member of the engineering team that investigated the bridge's collapse was Theodore von Karman, who also did a lot of work on supersonic aerodynamics, a concept familiar to anyone working with spacecraft. Of course, you can't talk about space without talking about Neil Armstrong, Eagle Scout, and the first person to walk on the moon. Somewhat bizarrely, in the 1980s, a rumor circulated that Armstrong had converted to Islam. No one is quite sure how this rumor got started, but the U.S. State Department eventually had to step in and confirm to the world that Neil Armstrong was not a Muslim. More recently, the United States State Department was phased a bit when the Mrs. America pageant announced that it was going to hold a joint event in the Ukraine with a Russian beauty pageant authority. Now, the issue was, the area of the Ukraine in question is the same area that was invaded by Russia this past summer of 2014, and so by teaming up with the Russians in the area, the Mrs. America pageant was conferring legitimacy to the Russian presence, something that the U.S. State Department was really, really, really trying to fight against. Learn more about the Mrs. America pageant, that beauty contest for married women, in episode 161 of the Daily Brainwave. Thanks for tuning into episode 295 of the Daily Brainwave. If you like what you heard, please rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. Share the Daily Brainwave with your friends, and contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you tune in on Monday as we link up, well, American politics to American politics. It's more exciting than it sounds, folks, I promise.